The Wildcats basketball team lost their district opener to Texas High in Wildcats Gym last Friday, 66-46. The Wildcats had a strong first quarter, but then struggled over the next three quarters. I talked with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta Monday morning.
I thought we played really well in the first half. We executed the game plan, took care of the basketball, limited the turnovers, everything that we needed to be successful, we did. And in the second half, we just kind of collapsed mentally and stopped getting to our positions and started walking with the basketball and just uncharacteristic things that can't happen against a good team like Texas High. So just kind of came up short there.
I thought their press was very effective. It seemed to bother us, maybe more so in the second half, but it really forced some key turnovers that kind of helped the game turn around a little bit.
Absolutely. We knew coming in Texas High, that's all they do. They like to press and use their athletes and that advantage. And in the first half, we did good against it. You know, we got to our spots and didn't have issues. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you start lofting passes or if you're not in the right position, it's going to probably be a turnover against those guys because they're pretty effective using it.
Since we had so much trouble, you know, getting into the set offense, it seemed like Kane Cody maybe wasn't as big of a factor as he could be otherwise, you know, when you're breaking that press more often.
Oh, absolutely. Our young guards, like I said from the beginning, we have some young guys, and they struggled trying to get us into our offense, and then it kind of just messed up the whole continuity of that. So we have to do a better job next time of getting the ball up the court and easing us into the offense. So hopefully we can get guys like Kane Cody and those guys going. So.
Mm-hmm. And Jalen Dugan had 14. That was pretty good to lead the way, but could have, you know, used us a little bit more help.
Absolutely. I thought he played well. We talked to him about if a shot's not going, you know, how can you affect the games in different ways. He did a good job rebounding and creating for mm-hmm. others. So, he stepped up big. I thought a few more, you know, key guys helped us as well. So
now we got Mount Pleasant. That's there. Right. That's always a tough place to play.
Absolutely.
And when you look at Texas High, they play the same kind of pressing, you know, mm-hmm. all over the court kind of game, just like that.
Right. Actually, they've switched up their style a little bit.
Really?
They're not as athletic as they have been in the past. They kind of have a couple of bigger guys. They have a big big 6'5", 6'6", big kid in the middle who I think is probably the best kid in the district. Mm. He's really effective. So they try to slow you down just a little bit more. But I'm not assuming they're not going to press us. So they could come out, you know, since T-High had success against it. We'll be ready for it if they do. So.
Kane Cody's kind of used to taking on those bigger guys
yes.
inside, so he wasn't the defensive player in the district for nothing. He holds his own pretty good in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be a good matchup, and we've played against him in the spring and the summer, so we kind of know, you know, what type of moves he likes to use and familiar with his offensive philosophy. So hopefully Kane can do a good job, and we'll do a good job of trying to keep the ball out of his hands at all times.
It'd be good to kind of get that record even in district play and kind of, you know, turn the corner there.
Absolutely. If we, want to make a run at this thing and make the playoffs, we're definitely going to have to start winning some games and even those things out. So,
KSST Sports.